Recently on ATS, something major has happened. David Icke has come to ATS and has his own board here. I've never read a David Icke book, I may never read one in the future, and the only material I've ever really read on him was the interviews had with ATS, so really I can't comment on his works. However, I have been thinking on how the new forum will affect ATS. What I've noticed already is that there have been several new members that have joined just for the David Icke board. It would seem that these new members fall into two different groups. The first group are the skeptics. They have come here to discredit and ridicule David Icke and his work. The other group are the fans or believers in what David Icke has written. So what does this mean for the rest of us? It means we'll have a lot more reptilian content. And I know this won't sit well with some of the members. In the past, I've seen a few threads complaining about reptilian discussion on ATS. On ATS, there are two boards that involve the reptilians. That's the Aliens and UFO Forum and the NWO Forum. In the past, it has been suggested that there should be a reptilian forum to keep the reptilian discussion out of the Alien and NWO forums. But now there will be a flood of new members here to talk about the reptilian agenda. How much of this will spill out from the new David Icke board and onto the rest of ATS? Will we be able to talk about the bird flu and military projects without somebody bringing up the Draco or the Matrix? Will we start thinking of ATS in terms of pre-23 and post-23? I can't say I'm against the new David Icke forum. I've just been thinking on how it may change things. One thing for sure, it's going to bring in new members.